Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to the third of four year-end wrap-up episodes for 2014 of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. This show comes live out of Local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. in St. John, New Brunswick, and rebroadcast both on this station and across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net, where you can also download the podcast at your own volition through the iTunes podcasting services. Thanks so much for tuning in wherever you might be listening, and I hope you strap in for an hour of fine new Canadian music. This show brings you an hour of new emerging Canadian music every single week. And as I just mentioned, this is our third of four specials. The first special was my favorite local releases of 2014, local to the program in St. John, New Brunswick. The second program was all maritime releases outside of that area. And now we're going to focus on the rest of Canada. So anywhere in Canada outside of the Maritimes and my favorite releases from those areas. And you just heard from Shakala. They had a new record out in 2014 called Sis Sis, or however you'd like to pronounce, T-S-S, T-S-S. And that was a track called Burnout. And that record came out and is available for your purchase on shakalamtl.bandcamp.com for $9 digitally, $12 for a CD, or $14 for an LP. Pretty cool rock from a Montreal band coming out in October of 2014. If you missed the other episodes, they're of course available for your download by any of the means I previously mentioned, and they would have featured many releases that would have been played on the show over the year, over the last year, ones that you would have heard, such as None, Stegosaurus, Reagan's Ray Guns, Alex Kelleher, Gary Flanagan, Bad People, Wayne Hanson, Tooth and the Fang, Little You, Little Me, Monomyth, Old and Weird, Emotional Problems, Nap Eyes, Cousins, Vogue Dots, etc. Bands from St. John, Halifax, Sackville, Fredericton, St. John's, Newfoundland, all over. And now we're going to sort of bounce all across the rest of the country for the rest of this program. And the fourth and final episode of the mixtape wrapping up 2014 will be a 3-hour special, January 6, 2015. My old longtime co-host of the program, who moved away and comes back usually once or twice every year. And this is one of the shows we do, bringing you our 15 favorite records of 2014. So I'm going to try to focus on albums that won't be on, or that will be on that program. So you're not going to hear from bands such as Bad Bad Not Good, Caribou, Chad Van Galen, and Tangent Gack today. So that will give you a little bit of an inkling of some of the albums that might be making it onto my top 15 list. I'm still sort of narrowing it all down, but I have a good sense of what some of my favorite records were. And we're going to hear from albums outside of that. All albums that we played a fair amount on the show, and ones that I enjoy very, very much. And coming up next, we're going to hear from Moss Lime. I say this all the time, but it's true and it bears repetition. My favorite record label in Canada is Fixture Records. They put out just consistently really, really great records. The Do Not Affect a Breezy Manor debut from Free Love Fenner, which was one of my favorite records of 2013. And they're going to be featured on this program in two separate releases. And we're going to start off with the debut EP called July 1st from Moss Lime, which is a female trio which formed in Montreal and has sort of been in limbo now because some of the members come to Montreal via France and Toronto. And one of the members who is from France has since moved back. I believe she might have been studying abroad or working under a temporary visa or something like that. So this band a little bit in limbo, but they realized that they're all fans of fairly similar bands and didn't really necessarily know how to play instruments, but decided to get together anyway and just kind of figure it out. And they come up with some pretty loose and fun punk and pop songs, and it's certainly reminiscent of bands such as The Slits and Young Marble Giants, all those sort of post-punk female-driven bands from a couple of decades ago. Definitely minimal and no wave and all that sort of stuff as well. So check this one out. We've played a couple of these tracks on the radio show before, and it is available from Fixture Records by going to fixture-records.com or fixturerecords.bandcamp.com. And you can buy the limited run cassette tape, which also comes with a digital download for only $7, or just digitally for $5. And also in this set of tunes, we're going to hear from Legato Vipers, which are a Guelph-based instrumental 60s pop surf rock group, and they put out a debut record called LV in October, one that we've played a fair amount on the program. A couple of tracks from this I really, really dig, but I want to play one actually that I haven't played on the show before, featured the track Gangly Dancer a couple times. We're going to hear a track called Chocolate Milk, and then we'll be back. So keep it locked right here, bringing you my favorite records from Canada outside the Maritimes right here over an hour on the mixtape. Thank you. full-length debut. That was Legato Vipers from Guelph with the track from that album entitled LV, and the track was called Chocolate Milk. And that is a pretty cool group out of Guelph playing really fun 60s pop punk and instrumental surf rock. And before that, you heard from Moss Lime, their debut EP from Fixture Records was entitled July 1st, and you heard Ice Cream Sandwiches. That one also came out late in the year in November, and they are a female trio out of Montreal playing fun, minimal, no-wave post-punk. And starting off the show, if you're just tuning in, was Shakala from the album Sisis with Burnout. And we're bringing you some of my favorite records from Canada outside of the Maritimes, as we focused on the Maritimes in the previous episode and local to the program previous to that in St. John, New Brunswick. And this is a series of four episodes sort of showcasing some of my favorite releases of 2014. We're going to spend the rest of the time of the show trying to bring you as much music as possible, and we're going to keep it here on Fixture Records. They had another release in 2014 that was up in my favorites, coming out in May. It was sort of a mini LP or 8-song EP, if you will, from Brave Radar called Message Center. And this is a group which is consisting of Connor Prendergast and Tessa Smith, who are two people who are sort of involved in the creation and running of Fixture Records. It was their first new release in 5 years, and great to hear from them. Some of these demos dating back from about 2 years ago. And definitely a really interesting sort of, kind of record that falls into the vein of a lot of their releases, very minimal pop and guitar rock. And we're going to hear the title track from that one, Message Center. And this is, of course, also available on a limited running cassette from Fixture Records. And then we're going to hear from Frazee Ford. She put out her second solo record. Frazee Ford, you might know as a former member of the Be Good Tanyas. And this record utilized Al Green's high rhythm section, their legendary soul R&B backing band, and it definitely, their influences seen all over this record. Really great record. And we're also going to hear the title track from this one called Indian Ocean. Both of those right now, right here on the mixtape, bringing you some of my favorite releases of 2014 out of Canada.
Hey.
releases in 2014. That was Frazee Ford and Brave Radar with the title tracks from their most recent releases, Indian Ocean and Message Center, respectively. Bring you some of my favorite albums in Canada from 2014 outside of the Maritimes this week on the Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. Thanks so much for joining me. Gonna keep rolling, try to get as much different music into the program as possible. So many great records coming out of Canada, as is generally the case every single year, but I have a lot of different things I would like to play for you today and try to bring as many of them to you as possible. We're going to move on to another Guelph band, this time Whoopso, who put out a couple of records this year on Out of Sound Records. You can find it on outofsoundrecords.ca or thenoisymountain.bandcamp.com. They put out three parts of a really interesting and great project that they took on that was partially funded by the Ontario Art Council. They went to the northern village of Saulute in Quebec and worked with Inuit youth to sort of teach them about lo-fi recording and performance and also packaging. And they put together three records as part of this project. The first one was called Kalanit and the second was Otamine. These both came out in January 2014, but I'm going to play from the most recent one, which was the third part called Nizwazwo. And we're going to hear a track from that called CSG. Again, they're a fairly experimental group out of Guelph. Lots of noise rock, psychedelic rock, but also some folk stuff all mixed in there. Real good mix. They came to St. John two times in 2014, and I unfortunately missed them both times. One of those bands I just couldn't quite catch a break, and they ended up touring through every time that I was out of town. So would love to have them come back to the Maritimes. Hopefully I'll get a chance to catch them. And if you come across their really cool silkscreen LPs for these records, you should definitely pick them up. They're all made by the band and Inuit youth. And then we're going to hear from Mitch Matic, probably my favorite Canadian hip-hop artist. Mitch Matic is an MC, producer, and multi-instrumentalist based in Edmonton, Alberta. And his February 2012 release, It's Probably Raining, was one of my favorites that year. And he had another really great and also short LP released in August of this year called A Night Lost, and we're going to hear a track from that one called Don't Be Ashamed, and we'll be back with more right here on the Mixtape, bringing you some of my favorite releases out of Canada in 2014.
night in a peaceful discontent.
Every day
I speak with myself and try to circumvent what he says.
Never gonna be what you want, so forget it. And people don't believe that you're awesome. Never to believe you believe in the coffin. A better than top, and I'll read that he always regretted. Yeah.
Late the next night in a peaceful discontent.
Every day
I speak with myself but never circumvent
anything.
It's all.
Every little breath is a step to your death, but don't think about it because you never let it rest. Just keep moving on, getting things to possess. And bottom, keep it all in the chest.
I don't know if I should listen. If cynicism is sin, is it innocence? I am missing, but never been in a prison. I don't know if I should listen. If cynicism is sin, is it innocence? I am missing. But everybody feels like this sometimes. Come on, talk to me. Don't tell me you know what I ought to be. Just speak honestly. Honestly, I'm tired of people conning me. At times, that's all I see. I see right through those hollow bodies. Follow me and don't be ashamed. Late one night in a peaceful discontent.
You lie awake and wonder where all of your years are spent. Never did see what you thought would occur, but don't think about it cause it's only getting worse. You never did believe what you always were. Evidently you were always cursed. They told you how to solve it once. They told you how to solve it twice. I told you in the middle of no near, you could be divine like you were supposed to, but you never listened, did you? I thought you just had no vision. But with cynicism winning, it is hard to be efficient, much less prolific or proficient. If you don't think it's a sickness, with cynicism winning, it is hard to be efficient or prolific or proficient. If you don't think it's a sickness, with cynicism winning, it is hard to be efficient or prolific or proficient. If you don't think it's a sickness, with cynicism winning, it is hard to be efficient or prolific or prolific or prolific or prolific.
That was a track from Mitch Maddock's 2014 record entitled A Night Lost, and that was a track called Don't Be Ashamed. Before that, you heard CSG by Whoopso. They had three releases in 2014. This one came out in May. It was the third of three parts called Niz Wazwo, and again, that was a track called CSG right here on the mixtape. Brian Cleveland bringing you some of my favorite Canadian albums in 2014 outside of the Maritimes. This is the third of four in a series of episodes bringing you some of my favorite releases of 2014. The first one was local releases to the program in St. John, New Brunswick. The second was the rest of the Maritimes. This third one again is the rest of Canada. And the fourth will be coming to you on January the 6th, 2015, live 3-hour special on local 107.3 FM with myself and my previous longtime co-host on the program, Tom O'Connell, as we each bring you our respective 15 favorite records in the entire world of 2014. And again, as is generally the case, that program you can listen to it live in its regular spot on that Tuesday at 9 a.m. on local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, or local FM in the rest of the world. And you can also find it for rebroadcast on all kinds of fine community radio stations across Canada, thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange, for your own personal download at radioforall.net. Or if you subscribe to the show in iTunes, it will come to you automatically. So hopefully you're looking forward to that show. It's always one of our most fun ones. And I can't wait to let you know what some of my favorite records all time were in 2014. But for the time being, we're going to keep on focusing on Canada, and so much great music coming out in Canada is always the case. And we're going to hear from Rosie June. She released this record originally by herself. It's entitled Listening Post in 2013. And she is from British Columbia, and it sort of caught the attention of Broken Social Scene's Brendan Canning. He decided to re-release it through his own record label, Draper Street Records, in partnership with Bandwagon Music back in June of this year. And that's when I sort of got a copy of it and was able to check it out. One of the greatest songs on this record, one of my favorite songs, is a track called Sanity, and that's what we're going to hear coming up starting in the next set of tunes. And then we're going to go all the way over to Victoria, BC, a record coming my way from CFUV and Johnny Regalado, the PD there, the programming director, and a pretty cool lo-fi psychedelic rock band out of Victoria called Johns, J-O-N-S, but you can find them at johns.bandcamp.com, spelled J-A-W-N-S. They had a record out called Surfs of Today, and as far as I can tell, this is possibly their first full length, though they do have a previous release of 9 songs. It was sort of a collection of old songs that came out in 2013. But either way, it was their 2014 album. We're going to hear the lead track on this one, probably one of my favorite songs on the record, called Sugar Free, as we continue to bring you some of our favorite songs and records out of Canada in 2014 right here on The Mixtape.
Oh,
2014 record Surfs of Today. That was Johns with the lead track from that record called Sugar Free. And before that, we heard the Rosie June track entitled Sounded Out from her 2014 re-released record Listening Post, which came out on Brandon Canning's Draper Street Records after she released it independently back in 2013. And it got lots of great press in 2014. So really great pickup for her and for that label. We've been bringing you some of my favorite Canadian releases of 2014 right here on the mixtape. We're going to keep it rolling because I only have so much time left and like to bring you at least two more. So we're going to hear now the Suite from Blood and Glass's debut record Museum with No Walls. This Montreal duo put out this record in late 2014 around October, and there's a pretty cool three-part song on there called Broken Arrow, and you're gonna hear that right now on the mixtape.
Deep in the thickest woods, a high redness free as I could, lost under high treetops.
Thank you.
from their October debut record. That was Blood and Glass from that album, Museum with No Walls. Lisa and Morgan Moore making up that Montreal duo. That was Broken Arrow, Acts 1 through 3, as we round out some of my favorite Canadian records of 2014 right here on The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, bringing you an hour of fine new Canadian emerging musicians every single week right here from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick on Tuesday mornings for an hour at 9 a.m. Also available to listen on localfm.ca and rebroadcast both on this station and across Canada thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Program Exchange. We are ending the year with a couple of specials focusing on some of my favorite releases of 2014. And if you missed any of them, you can find them also at radioforall.net for your own personal download and through subscription to the podcast on iTunes. And we started off with some of my favorite St. John and Brunswick releases, then another episode with Maritimes. And today we are focusing on the rest of Canada. And then next week, a 3-hour special on January 6, 2015 that you can listen to live at Local FM for 9 till noon, or you'll again, of course, be able to find it for your own personal rebroadcast and listening pleasure at your own convenience. We're going to bring you one more final record in 2014. This is the new one from Avec le Soleil, Sortant de sa Bouche, which is a Montreal collective that came out on Constellation Records in September. It was entitled Zuberdust. It's made up of a couple of long 20-minute pieces that are then broken up into four chapters each: Face à l'Instant, Super Pastiche, Fantastique, New Sun, as well as a couple of interesting field recordings mixed in there. You might know of some of the people involved in this project, as one of them would be Fly Pan Am member Jean-Sébastien Truchy, and other members make up the rotating cast of the band. They've been involved in all sorts of different groups, such as Panopticon Eyelids, Pas Chic Chic, Red Mass, and Set Fire to Flames. The group was founded in 2011, and this is their first record of krautrock, avant-funk, no wave, and so very much more. Pretty fun pop record, at least that's how they have described it, and we're going to play that to end out the show. You're going to hear a track entitled Super Pastiche, Fantastique, New Sun, Part 1. Have yourselves a great day, and thanks so much for tuning in to The Mixtape.